Good morning, good morning, good morning, man. Sometimes you just got to do what the scripture says and you got to call those things that aren't as though they are. Come on, somebody. Hey, so welcome you, man. We are glad you're here today. I'll just tell you quickly, and most of you know Darren and Katie Grace, and Darren plays guitar and works for me, and Katie Grace sings, and so we got them married off last night. Praise the Lord. Yeah. It was such a, most weddings that I do, can I be real with y'all for a minute? Most weddings that I do, they just want me to do it because it makes their grandmother feel better that they got a pastor to come do it. And they really want you to say the vow, say I do, and pastor, would you leave quickly so we can tap the keg and get to the party? You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling the truth. But like last night, really, it was such a cool wedding and such a sweet wedding and love, and they worshiped God and they celebrated communion, and so I'm just saying it was really, really cool. When marriage is what God intends for it to be, come on, somebody. And that's not my message today, but I'm just saying when we pray for a spouse and we pray for a husband or a wife, and when we're parents and we raise up our children to say this is what biblical marriage looks like, one man and one woman saving themselves, preserving themselves, reserving for the day when the bride can put on the white wedding dress and walk down the aisle, which would signify purity. I've waited for this moment. And when they put God in the middle of that marriage, I'm telling you, it is a beautiful thing. That was extra, so put that in the back of your filing cabinet and hang on to it right there. And then I also need you to help me make fun of Darren because he was a titty baby and he cried through the whole dadgum ceremony last night. Oh, it was fun. So anyway, welcome, man. Glad you're here today. It's always fun to come hang out on Sundays. I look forward to Sundays, to coming to church. Today, we're in week number 4 of our series called Christian Stoicism. We have been studying the philosophy of Stoicism. We've been talking about how Stoicism would teach us to just be stone cold, how it would teach us not to be too high, not to be too low, how Stoicism would teach us how to have courage. It would teach us how to have self-discipline, and it would teach us to always do what is right. And so today, we're going to talk about the final of the 4 main pillars of Stoicism. Today, we're going to talk about wisdom. Everybody say wisdom. This is a very practical message. This is a very to-the-point message. How many of you would agree with me that our world needs more wisdom today? We need more wisdom in the school system. We don't need any more education. We need wisdom. Come on, somebody. We need wisdom in the governing bodies of our country. We need more wisdom as we try to have a healthy marriage. We need more wisdom as we're raising up our students. Our students need wisdom on the college campus. Everybody shout wisdom. What is wisdom, Cody? It's just the knowing. It's the learning. It's the understanding. It's having common sense. It's the experience required to navigate a healthy life and a life that honors God. I am proud today that Jesus, that I can stand up here and say to you, Jesus saved, healed, and delivered me. I'm proud to stand up here and say my Redeemer is alive, that I have been changed, that I am no longer the person that I used to be. I'm proud of everything that God has done for me. But I want to tell you something. If you're going to live a God-honoring life after you get saved, you better learn to apply some godly wisdom to your life. Because I know a lot of people, can I be real with y'all? I know a lot of people that love Jesus, and I know a lot of people that attend church on a regular basis, and they have no wisdom, and they make dumb decisions, and they're always in a wreck. Come on, somebody. Just learn the Word of God. You must spend some time with God. You must apply some wisdom in your life, or you're still going to be saved, and you're still going to make heaven, but you're going to have a lot of hell before you get to heaven. It just is what it is. We have to learn wisdom and how to grow. And I see this meme all the time. I see this meme everywhere I go. Everything happens for a reason. And I would agree with that. Yes, everything does happen for a reason. But one of those reasons is that we execute no wisdom and we make dumb decisions over and over again. And we get hurt and we hurt other people. We have to learn to be wise, because here's the deal. We can be full of courage, talking about Stoicism. We can be the most courageous. We can practice some self-discipline. We can always do what's right. But if we never learn and we never gain any wisdom, we're never ever going to grow, and we're never ever going to be able to take it to the next level. How many of you would say today, I need some more wisdom? I need wisdom in my marriage. I need wisdom in trying to have friends. I need wisdom in my finances. I need wisdom raising these knuckleheaded kids. Come on, somebody. I need wisdom how to navigate in this crazy world, because the world's getting crazy and the world's getting dark. And I need wisdom. Everybody shout wisdom. Not a girl. If you and I, listen to me, look, if you and I are going to gain wisdom, if we're going to grow in wisdom, because how many of you know, you may have more wisdom now than you've ever had before, but you don't have enough wisdom to where God wants to take you. We must always be evolving and always gaining more wisdom. If we are going to gain in wisdom, we must always be studying. We must always have an open mind to learn. Can I tell you one thing I've learned in 22 years? Some of you, your mind is absolutely, completely closed off. You think you know it all. You think you have it all figured out. Everything, you know what, that's me. I know what I'm doing. Your mind is absolutely closed to doing anything different than you've always done. Your mind is absolutely closed to the way that your parents did it. Your mind is absolutely closed. That is the sign of pride. That is a sign of a lack of humility. And if we want to grow in wisdom, we have to learn to open up our minds and go the way that I've always done it may not be the wisest way. I'm thankful for my parents, but maybe the way they did it doesn't show the most wisdom. I'm thankful for my previous church. I'm thankful for the pastor that I have right now, but maybe there is more wisdom out there that I can gain to be all that God has called me to be. And if we're going to grow in wisdom, we have to have an open mind. I'm telling you, it's a struggle for me. It's a struggle to learn something new. It makes me think of this story. My granddad, I'll talk more about my granddad in a minute, because you and I can learn stuff from God, but we can learn wisdom from the older generations. My granddad used to tell this story. There was a man in Abilene. My granddad rode cutting horses. My granddad was pretty successful at training cutting horses years ago. And a guy in town said, Donald, I need to come out to your house. I got this old stud, and I'm trying to show this stud in the cutting horse world, and I'm not having a whole lot of luck with him, and I need you to help me. My granddad said, sure, come on out. And so my granddad was telling me about this guy coming out on this stud. He's kind of a dude. He's riding a hackamore on a stud. And if you know anything about a stud, they get the stud jaw, and you don't need a hackamore. You need something in your mouth where you can wrench on them just a little bit. And he said, this guy shows up with a hackamore on an 8-year-old stud. His neck is that big. And granddad said he would go all across the arena with a cow. And when he would start to stop this old stud, he'd have long reins. He'd just pull back, stop that old stud, and that old stud would just boom, 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 rather than just stop. Said he'd just rein him around. That old stud would turn his head around like this. And so my granddad said, hey, Bill, you need to put something else in that stud's mouth, and when you go across there with that cow, take a hold of that son of a buck and stick his butt in the ground and make him roll back over that hog like a cutting horse. And you know what this guy said? Well, I've tried that, Donald, and I don't like that. I believe I'll just keep doing it the same way I'm doing it. And some of us, the Lord is telling you that you need to change. And some of us, the wise counsel that is around us, are telling us that we need to make some changes and make some adjustments. But because we're not open-minded and we will continue to do it the same way, we're saying to God, nah, I believe I'll just keep doing it the way I want to do it. And we're not being able to execute the way God wants us to execute. If we're going to gain more wisdom, we have to be open-minded and we have to be willing to grow in wisdom. There's an ancient Stoic. We've been talking about Stoicism. There's an ancient Stoic. His name was Zeno. And he once made this comment, and I love it, and I think it's a benefit to you and I to hear it today. He said, we are given two ears and one mouth for a reason. That we should always listen more than we talk. He went on to say that God also has given us two eyes. Therefore, we are obligated to read, to observe, and to watch more than we talk. Another quote I heard one time is this: knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. If we're going to learn, we have to learn to close this thing, listen with this thing. We have to look at our eyes and look around. My granddad, I told you about my granddad. My granddad used to always tell me when I was growing up, he said, Pard, that was my nickname. He said, Pard, you can learn something from anybody. He said, you can learn something from the dumbest person in the room if you'll just pay attention. Sometimes you can learn what to do, and sometimes you can learn what not to do. And so God is screaming to us in this screwed up world, learn wisdom. He's saying, listen. He's saying, look. He's saying, I will give you wisdom. I love the word of God. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is quick. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God destroys the enemy. The word of God brings life. The word of God is health unto our bones. And I'm telling you, if you and I want wisdom, we have to read the word of God. We have to understand the word of God. And more than our opinion, or more than what our government says, or more than what our denomination says, if we want to experience wisdom in our life, we will know the word of God and follow the word of God. Wisdom. We can watch people in our lives. Watch people, man. All of us have people that we know that we go, wow, I admire them. Wow, I respect them. Wow, watch, learn, listen. Books, man, read books, information. How many of you know? Oh, hang on a second. How many know we can look back at our life and learn from our mistakes? How many of you know mistakes are part of life? The only reason that mistakes are of no value is when we don't learn from our mistakes. Hey, can I tell you something? You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to fail. I'm going to fail. We're going to mess up. And you know what? We have to learn from our failure and learn from our mistakes and make better decisions and use more wisdom next time. We have to learn. We live in the information age. How many of you know? I know everybody talks about these being the devil, and I know they got porno on them, and I know they're stealing our time, and I know we get hung up on Instagram and social media, and it's a time waster, but how many of you know this is a great and powerful tool? It's full of information. You want to know something? Ask Siri. Siri, who's the 12th president of the United States of America? Boom, she gives you that. Siri, what about this? Siri, how do you cook that? Siri, where's this scripture right here? I'm going to tell you, this thing is easy on preachers. You know what? Used to, when I started preaching 22 years ago, you had to get that old Bible and flip and look and look and look and try to find it. Now you go say, hey, Siri, where is that scripture that talks about a wife submitting to her husband? Boom, Siri will give it to you like that. Information everywhere. But here's what I want to say to you today. Information without wisdom is useless. You can be the smartest sucker in the room. You can be the most educated in the room. You can quote more scripture than anybody. But if you don't have some wisdom to go along with that information, I'm going to tell you, you are going to be of no value to the kingdom of God, and it is all absolutely useless. I look around this room, and I see people that are in the horse training business, that are in the steer business, that are in the bread ideas, and they may gather some information, but I see Jake over there, and I know that he may know this about a horse, and he may have gathered this information, but along the way, he has to add some wisdom. I can learn from the past horse I trained. I can learn from the past steer that I raised. When we take information and add wisdom to it, we'll make the best bread in the country, Chelsea. Salty Roan Bakehouse, come on somebody. Information is great, but we have to learn to apply wisdom to that as well. You know, this week we were at the wedding down there, and Darren and them ordered their tuxes and ties. For whatever reason, they didn't get the clip-on bow ties. They had to tie a bow tie. They're like, my God, what do we do? They said, can you tie a bow tie? I said, I can tie a bowline, but I can't tie a tie. You know what they did? YouTube, baby. We had a wedding last night. They all had a good bow tie right there tied. They learned how to do it. Wisdom. We can get information, but we have to add wisdom to that. You know, so here's the deal. As we look at our life, I would just ask you this. Could you use more wisdom in your life? Could you use more wisdom in your relationships? Could you use more wisdom in your finances? Could you use more wisdom as you navigate life through the college campus? So here's the deal. Here's what I want to say to you today. A question that the Holy Spirit would bring to remembrance. If I could teach you to ask yourself this question, and if you ask yourself this question, it would change every area of your life. And if you could ask yourself this question, that would make your life easier. If you could ask yourself this question and it would enhance your life and glorify God, if I could teach you to ask yourself this question, would you apply that question to your life? Would you remember it and would you stop and ask yourself the question? I hope that you would. And so here's the question. Here's the question. Pretty simple. what is the wise thing to do? What if you and I, in the middle of our life, in the middle of our marriage, in the middle of our struggles, in the middle of our pain, in the middle of our hurt, what if we could just stop, hit the pause button, stop a minute, go, wait a minute. What's the wise thing to do right here? Like, what's the wise thing to do? If we could ask ourselves that, and then if we could trust the Holy Spirit to come in and give us discernment, if we could trust God to move in that moment and give us wisdom, and we could make a decision based on that, what is the wise thing to do? Not what is the easiest thing to do. Not what is the most popular thing to do. Not what does my spouse want me to do. Not what the usual thing to do. Not the most comfortable thing. What if we ask ourselves, what is the wise thing to do in this situation? Think about it for a moment. There's this scripture in the Old Testament, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, where King David made a choice to have an affair with another woman outside of his marriage. Well, listen to me. What if David would have stopped before he went in that bedroom? What if he would have stopped and said, wait a minute, what is the wise thing to do here? You think maybe the Spirit of God might not have moved on him and he would have changed his direction in life? He might have known. I think about when Peter denied Jesus 3 times. What if Peter would have said, wait a minute, I'm scared and I'm nervous and I got anxiety and I don't understand it. But what if Peter stopped and got out of his flesh and got out of his selfishness and said, what is the wise thing to do here? I wonder if Peter might not have made such poor decisions. I think about my life and my past. Come on, let's be real, y'all. We all got one. Can I get a witness? Like, I got a smart mouth, y'all. And my mouth has got me in a lot of jams a lot of times. Come on, somebody. I got a friend in Colorado. He's a bulldogger. He made the national finals. He's about 6'8 and weighs about 300. Just big old muscle-headed, gristle-headed man, you know. And every time I see him, it's just a joke, and we kind of play. I just can't help it. I just wait till he turns his back, and I just run, jump on him, and try to take him down. And he just grabs me and throws me down like that, and he gets on top of me. And he says to me, he says, dude, he said, like, you can't whip me. You ought to know that, dummy. But he said, I'll give you this. He said, when I get you down on the bottom and I get on top of you, he said, you know how to get a hold of me where I can't really hurt you very bad. And I said, that's from experience, because I've been on the bottom of the pile my whole life. I asked myself, is this the wise thing to do to square off with the biggest dude tonight? I think about roping a bull on a 2-year-old bronc, and I think, is this the wise thing to do? I think back. If I would have just learned to ask myself that question, I could have probably avoided a lot of pitfalls. So, in the thought of stoicism and the thought of wisdom, here's what we're going to learn to do. And this ain't easy for me. We're going to learn to slow down. We're going to learn to look. We're going to learn to listen, assess the situation, gather information, knowledge, and good judgment, and make wise choices from here on out. Are you down with that? Can I hear you say a good amen? Because here's the deal. How many want to see God move in your life? How many want to see God move in your life? I am convinced of this. The more that we live out a life of godly wisdom, the more we will see God move. Some of us don't want to practice wisdom. Some of us don't want to have an open mind, and we don't want to live a life of wisdom. We just want to show up and let God do what only God can do. I am convinced that faith without works is dead, and I am convinced if we will apply the wisdom of God in our life, God will come down and pour his blessings out on that, and we'll see God move more if we choose wisdom. Wisdom will change our life. For us as Christ followers, there's a form of wisdom that's greater than any other wisdom out there, and it's godly wisdom. How many know God's ways are higher than our ways? God is a wise, wise God. And if you need wisdom, I want you to hear me today. Look. If you need wisdom today, the first thing you got to do is you got to learn to ask God for wisdom. And I wonder, I pray for a lot of people. I'm just saying to you, I pray for a lot of people. And it is very seldom and it is very rare that people ask me to pray for them to have more wisdom. They pray for their marriage to be better. They pray for their bank account to grow. They pray for their cattle to get fat. They pray for wheat to come. They pray for all these things. But we forget to ask God to give us wisdom. And there's a story in the Old Testament. You can read it. There's a young man named Solomon. It's King David's son. And you know what God said to King Solomon? What can I do for you? What can I give you, King Solomon? Here you go. You got an open book. Ask for it. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Man, my mind goes a different thousand different places. You know what wisdom said? You know what Solomon said? Give me wisdom, God. And the Bible said that God was pleased. Solomon had wisdom in timber. Solomon had all so much wisdom. And God went on to say, because you have said to me that you want wisdom, I am going to elevate you to a place that you never dreamt you could be. And other kings and other people are going to flock to you, Solomon, to seek your wisdom. Solomon sought wisdom. God gave him wisdom. And then God added all the rest of this stuff to it. I'm just asking you again, how long has it been since you said, God, I just want wisdom? God, I just want wisdom. Here's the promises of God, James 1:5. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all. Everybody shout all. Just say it again. Say all. God gives to all who ask generously and without reproach, and it will be given unto him. Ask God for wisdom. You pray for wisdom. You read God's word for wisdom. You meditate for wisdom. You worship for wisdom. You come to church. Number one thing is we need the wisdom of God. But I want to talk to you about another thing, because there's more ways to gather wisdom than one. Number one, we get it from God. But number two, we get wisdom from people that we're around. And I'm just going to say, we get wisdom from the elderly in our life. The elderly in our life. And when I say elderly, I don't necessarily mean age. I mean someone that's been there and done that before. Maybe they're your age, but they've been through more experiences and they've been through more stuff and they've learned and they have knowledge and they have wisdom. I'm just telling you right quick, we can learn. Listen to me, young folks, listen to me. Young folks, look at me. We can learn from the old folks too. We can learn. It is actually scripture, according to Titus, that the older generation teach the younger generation. And there is something that us fathers can learn from the previous generation. There is something that us husbands can learn from the older generation. There is something, girl, you can learn from that elderly woman. There is something that we need to. God created it that way so that each generation would sow into the next one and make them be better. We have got to understand, like I've always loved older people. I was raised around older people. I told you my granddaddy raised me pretty much, man, and I love to be around my granddad. We trained horses. My granddad had so much wisdom about horses. He just did. You know, you might be having a horse and you're trying to do this and do that. And my granddad would say, well, maybe you should try that other bit over there. Maybe that other bit in his mouth would make him better. Or you could see a horse doing this and he'd say, well, you know what? I think he's maybe got a little something wrong with his hock. He's crippled over there. Let's treat this horse that way. He was so wise, man. And I got to be honest, there's days in my life now when I go, I wish my granddad was around where I could just ask him for some wisdom. Don't take for granted the elderly people that are in your life. And don't be so prideful that you won't ask them to spam consult. You know, it's been that way forever. 1 Kings 12:6, King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father, Solomon, while he was still alive, saying, how do you counsel me to answer this people? The king needed some help. He didn't go to the young buck. He didn't go to the cool dude. He didn't go to the hippest guy. He went to the king. He went to the elders that he knew had given good, wise advice before. So you got to get wisdom from God, but then we got to seek counsel and get wisdom from people around us. Can I tell you something? If you get counsel and seek wisdom from people that have been there and done that. Seek wisdom from people that have failed and learned from their failure and been successful. Seek wisdom from people who have avoided the pitfalls of life and who have continued to be wise. Seek wise counsel from someone that has been successful in your vocation or your area or your calling. If you want somebody to teach you and you need some wisdom how to play the fiddle, don't come ask me. go ask Tubby because she has wisdom in that area. If you're a young couple in here and you're struggling in your marriage, listen, don't go ask your best buddy who just got married a year ago. Go find an elderly couple that have been through hell on earth and have been through the Great Depression and have been through trials and raised kids. Go find somebody that's been there and done that to speak wisdom in your life. We got to seek wise counsel from the people around us. We get wisdom from God. We get wisdom from seeking wise counsel. And you're going to be a dummy. My grandmother used to always say, the birds of a feather flock together. You know what? If you're hanging around with hellraisers, that's because you're a hellraiser. Come on, somebody. It's just true. It is. We got to learn from experience. Man, look back, please. I'm trying to hurry to get you out of here. But listen, look back over your life. Have you experienced any successes? Learn from that. Learn from that. Look back over your life. Have you had some failures? Learn from your failures. Use wisdom to be better. I got to tell you a funny story. We have a great couple that serve here at the church, Will and Gail. Gail runs the cameras back there, and her husband, Will, works in the sound booth. They're amazing people. We call him Big, Big Will. Because there's little Will, my Will, and then there's Will Robinson, big Will, and then all of a sudden this guy come along, and so now he's big, big Will. And so this morning before church, I go back there to the sound booth, and I'm getting my mic, and I'm saying hello, and big Will, Will Robinson, says, big, big Will is not here today. And I said, what's the deal with big, big Will? And he said, well, big, big Will showed up this morning, and he got sick, and he had to leave. I said, what the heck? What's wrong with him? And he said, well, him and Gail, who they're from California, pray for them. I know, they need prayer. They're from California, but they're in Texas. And so last week, they went back to California to visit. This morning, Big, Big Will shows up into the fruits and nuts. We get sick when we come back. So here's the deal. Experience and wisdom would say, if you get sick when you go to the land of the fruits and nuts, quit going to California and stay in Texas. Come on, somebody. We ask God for wisdom, we seek wise counsel, we learn from our experiences. Proverbs 13:20, let me give you a few scriptures. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. You walk with wise people that love you and care for you, they will help you. They will give you good advice that will make you better. Hang around fools, they'll take you down with them. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. That's the closed-minded person. That's the person that goes this, you know what? They everything they do is right. They are smarter. They're full of pride. And they, you know what? Everything they do, they feel like is right. But a wise man listens to counsel. Listen to the people in your life that are telling you to do different, be different, make adjustments, and do some changing. Come on, y'all. If you want wisdom, Proverbs 15:22, without consultation, plans are frustrated. Ask some people for help and wisdom. And advice, but with many counselors, we'll succeed. Find those two or three or four people that are wise, strong spiritually. Ask them for help. Proverbs 20:18, prepare plans by consultation and make war by wise guidance. Let me talk to you about this one right here. How many of you know, sometimes in life, you have wars and you have fights. Sometimes in marriage, you have wars and you have fights. Can I get a witness? Sometimes at jobs you have wars and you have fights. Sometimes with friends you have wars and you have fights. And so you know what? Here's the deal. Here's what I want to say. There are some battles that if you and I would choose wisdom, you don't have to fight. And it will save us all. There's some things if we seek wisdom, like I'm not engaging there. Like my kids, I've been a cowboy all my life. My boys, Will had long hair, about this long one time. My boys have earrings, y'all. People say to me, well, that ain't Cody Cochran I used to know. I can't believe you let them boys grow their hair like that and have them earrings. Wisdom in my mind said, if all I have to worry about is long hair and an earring, that is not a battle that I am going to engage, and that's not a place I'm going to waste my effort. There's things in your life that you're fussing about and that you're fighting about and that you're angry about and you're bowed up about. And wisdom would say to you, stop, swallow your pride, let it go. It's not worth your time and energy. Oh, that is so good, babe. I'm glad you heard that. It's the first time you've said amen in 6 weeks. I will remind you this week that you said amen on that point right there. Wisdom, y'all. What if you stopped and paused and said, what is the wise thing to do? And I promise I'm done here. I'm a relationship guy. I love relationships. And some of you, your relationships suck. Some of you, your relationships suck. You've had no lifelong friends. Your friends are here for a season, gone for a season. You're always offended. You're always butthurt. You always get your little feelings hurt in all your relationships. And at some point, you have to stop and you have to use some wisdom. And maybe you have some expectations that are absolutely unreal. You have to quit assuming that everything that somebody says or does is an attack on you. If you're going to have healthy relationships, at some point, you've got to use some wisdom. And in any relationship, there has to be give and take. Take y'all. Some of you, can I be real with y'all? Some of you are unhealthy as crap. I'm sorry. It's the truth, and I say it to you because I love you. And you know what? You're unhealthy, and you're on this pill, and you have high blood pressure, and your heart's messed up, and you got anxiety, and your mind is racing, and you're doing all this stuff. And at the end of the day, if you would show are financially embarrassed, you don't have a dime to your name. You are broke. You have zero savings. You have no insurance because you're not a good steward of your financial money and you're blaming everybody else and everything. And you know what? Stop and use some wisdom when it comes to your finances. Oh, I'm preaching to y'all. Conrad, you better come bail me out, brother, because they... Jennifer said to me after first service, that was a great message, but you kind of got to lecturing just a little bit up there, Cody. And I say that teasing her because it's so true, y'all. I really believe this. Look at before everybody starts looking at the band, because I know they're Conrad's got a sexy beard and Jennifer's cute. But look, I really believe this. 99% of your problems could be solved if you would live in godly wisdom and make wise choices. I'm convinced you would sleep in wisdom, y'all. Wisdom and everything. Listen to me. I'm trying to quit, but I can't. Listen to me. What kind of example do you think you're setting for your children if you do not live a lie? I'm glad you come to church and I'm glad you're saved. But if you live a life of dumb decisions, you live a life of making the same mistakes over and over again, and you live a life of never, ever executing wisdom, guess what your children are going to grow up and do? Live a life that has no wisdom at all. On a bigger scale than that, I believe in the Church of Jesus Christ. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. I believe you are the hope of the world. Me and you shining our lights, living our lives according to the Word of God. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out in the world that look at us, come to church, and we worship God, and then they look away from us because we have no wisdom and we make dumb decisions, and the world goes, why would I want to be like that? Listen, God wants to save, heal, and deliver you, but he wants to give you the wisdom that you need to take your life to the next level. Can I just tell you that I believe this, that our life should never, ever be going down. The older we get, the more wisdom we should have. And the older we get, the better our relationships should be. And the older we get, the stronger our marriages should be. I really believe that the Church of Jesus Christ, that world, more people should be coming to us and asking us for wisdom the older we get. As a matter of fact, that is a good thing to close out on today. Does anybody seek wisdom from you? Does anybody seek wisdom from you? Let me ask you that. Do people come to you and say, I need some wisdom? Because if they don't, that probably pretty well means you're not living a real life full of godly wisdom. Every one of us should have people coming and going, I see God's hand. And I see God's wisdom in your life. I see how you learn and you grow and you get better. Wisdom, y'all. Change everything. What is the wise thing to do? Bow your heads if you would. We'll close. You got to ask yourself today, is it time for a change? Are you tired of the same old, same old? Are you tired of the same old, same old? Seek wisdom. Get wisdom. Make wise choices. God will honor that, and you'll see Him move. Learn to ask ourselves, what is the wise thing to do in this situation? Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, speak. Holy Spirit, convict us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on.